From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombing attacks target police in Istanbul. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium there late Saturday. Authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match ended. A Turkish official said at least 15 people were killed and 69 others wounded. The VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack, targeting police specifically rather than football fans, indicated that it may have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups that have been battling the Turkish government for years.
I think that the fact that it does appear that the target was security forces will lead suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, or a splinter organization connected with the group called TAK. They have carried out a series of suicide bombings targeting, in particular, security forces. Also, a fringe extreme left-wing group, the DHKPC, too, has targeted security forces. But also the group, the Islamic State, have carried out a number of suicide bombings in Istanbul, most recently on Istanbul Atatürk Airport. But they invariably target civilians and, in particular, foreign tourists.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year. More than 200 people have died this year throughout the country in attacks blamed on Islamic State militants and Kurdish factions inside Turkey. For more on this story and the rest of the day's news, you can always log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary